Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You know what's crazy, Producer Pete? So I would have thought this is something that I would have no trouble with. We gave away the dryer because the dryer was older. So last September, my washer, the one that I had, which was from 2006, actually got discontinued in 2006. So it was probably older than that. It crapped out. So 3 months before I got married, I had to buy a washer. Not my favorite thing, but I found one that fit in that space. Even though it wasn't a perfect match, it stacked with the dryer. It's still relatively new. It's a digital, like all the different technology enhancements to it. And I'm trying to sell it for really cheap, $200-$300. Cannot find a taker. So the dryer went for free, but it's a nearly brand new washer that's only been used for a year. And it's now sitting in our shed because you can't just, I can't throw it away. I'll give it to someone eventually. But all we wanted was $200-$300 for it and cannot find a taker. Isn't that crazy? If anybody else out there is in New Jersey or New York City and needs a washer, it is in great shape. I took good care of it. It's now covered up in our shed. We're only looking for a couple $100 for it. We're not trying to make money off of it.
Right.
So if you need a washer, we're talking about clothes washer, not dishwasher. It's a good one. It's in really good shape. It's state of the art.
Wow, that's something.
Do you need one? Do you know anyone who needs one?
I'm not sure. I have not thought about it, but I will. I'll think about it as we go along.
All right, you've got family and friends.
Yes,
we'd even deliver it because we've got the pickup truck.
We are just
wanting to get it out of our shed, and we want to bless someone with it. Again, we're not trying to make back what we spent on it.
Or just deliver it randomly to somebody and say, hey, here's a washer.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. Because then it would just sit outside. Right. And we again, it's a we want to be able to bless someone with it. It's a good washer. And we haven't been able, we've had it listed on Facebook Marketplace, which I don't love. But it worked for the dryer. You give it away and people will show up there without any issues. But we cannot find a taker for the washer, which kind of blows me away. Because you cannot find one in this condition for $200 anywhere else. So anybody out there who needs a washer and you're in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, I'd be happy to sell it to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That was not really how I planned on starting the hour, but it just kind of came out. 855-212-4227. Maybe I should put a community post up in the newsroom on the poll. If there's a poll in the middle of our newsroom where they post schedules. What if I put a notice up there? Hey, washer, like new, in good condition.
And do those little slips at the bottom where you pull it in.
Your phone number?
Like you're selling an apartment or something?
If there are people in our newsroom that cannot find their phone number, I'm not sure they can figure out how to run this washer. 855-212-4227, online at A-Law Radio. I'm not kidding about that. If you're in the area and you want to buy the washer, we're giving it away for dirt cheap. Also on our Facebook page, we already know the game of the week is Bills at Lions. I will be really impressed if the Bills end up winning this game. Number one, the Lions have a franchise record 11-game win streak on the line. Number two, they're hosting at home. Number three, they've had 10 days to prepare. And number four, the Bills, the opposite. Not that this isn't pretty standard for a lot of NFL teams, but they were on the road in LA for Sunday, a late afternoon game. Actually, if you consider East Coast time, which is where they spend the majority of their practice and prep, well, then you think about when they got home and probably a red-eye flight home. You land on Monday morning. You've got your regular work week that's already started. And then you have to turn around and travel to Detroit as well. So two games on the road, back-to-back, and one of them's on the West Coast. So there is a challenge there. I'm intrigued by this game to no end. But I also love the idea of Steelers and Eagles and what that could mean. So you've got Lions and Eagles right now are going to get battle-tested, and they're going to do it against quality opponents in the final month of the regular season. To me, this is huge. It's great preparation for the playoffs. Both those teams have clinched. We know the Eagles and the Steelers also have designs on being division winners. How do they match up? How do they go toe-to-toe? If you want to talk about that one, awesome. You can give us a call, 855-212-4227, and then we've got the poll up. Who wins, Bills or Lions? Bill Belichick in Carolina blue. I kind of like it, actually. And the more I hear from him, the more I believe, maybe I'm alone on my island, but I believe he is really excited about this. We know from our investigative reporter, Brian Murphy, who joined us from Raleigh, W-R-A-L, on Wednesday night into Thursday morning, that it was actually Belichick's camp that reached out to North Carolina. So he was on their long, long, long list, more like a wish list, you know, something you might put up on Amazon where you have a wish list and other people can go and find gifts for you. I actually have a friend, well, she's a family member, who is a third grade teacher. And a lot of times for educators these days, well, your wife is a teacher, right?
Correct.
A lot of times for educators, they don't have the resources to be able to outfit their classroom. So they're very often spending their own money. Mm-hmm. So something that's become, and I didn't realize this because my mom was not in this situation, but it's become fairly common for teachers, especially young teachers in elementary school classrooms, to put a wish list on Amazon and say, hey, we really need these items. And We were able to buy her a bookshelf, which was neat. She sent us video of her room and where the bookshelf was. And yeah, it's a tough situation to be in for teachers because teachers don't make a ton of money. And so it's not like they have unlimited income to be able to spend on the items that they need. And yet those are essentials in many cases for their classroom. Does your wife deal with that?
Oh, yes. Every end of August, there must be like 50 rolls of blackboard paper that are sitting at the doorstep. She does all her classroom fitting. It's all out of her pocket. That's how, and yeah, they make a decent enough living, but you know what? They got to pull it all out of their pocket too.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's a little ridiculous.
Those are extra expenses.
Yep.
So consider this to be the Amazon wish list for North Carolina. Was Bill Belichick on it? But is that reality? Well, it maybe wasn't reality until it became clear that Belichick was interested. And why? That's the question people wanted answered when Belichick was introduced in Carolina blue and a suit, by the way, on Thursday. So this is how quickly it happened. We told you there was an emergency meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees to approve this contract for Belichick. Now that it's approved, they want to introduce him right away. So there he was in a suit and tie in Carolina blue. And why?
I've always wanted to coach in football, coach in college football. And it just never really worked out. I had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true. I grew up in college football with my dad. I was a coach at Navy for 50 years. So as a kid, all I knew was college football. And so it's great to come back home to Carolina.
How about that? Pete, I'm telling you, I believe him with all of my heart. Bill Belichick does not have to lie. If he didn't want to go coach college football, he wouldn't. This is not some ridiculous ploy for him to get his son set up. Because you know what? He's Bill Belichick. He's got contacts all over football on this planet and Mars, for heaven's sakes. If he wanted to set his son up, don't you think he could call one of his cronies in college football and say, hey, would you mind? Could you potentially give my son a shot? If he sucks, well, he wouldn't say that. If it doesn't work out, great, but can you give him an opportunity? This is how sports work. Do you know how a lot of college football staffs get filled out? And I know this because of what happened with Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. A lot of times, an agent, your agent, is looking for you to give other clients a leg up. And so very often, you don't even hire the guys that are on your staff. Other than just essentially name only and signing the contract, very often those names and those candidates come to you from agents who are looking for favors or agents who are collaborating with others and saying, hey, we need a job for our guy. He just got fired. And I also know this from a friend of mine who coached for a long time in the NFL as well as in college. It's extremely political and it's almost entirely about who you know. If Bill Belichick wanted his son to get a job in college football, which, by the way, he's already the DC at Washington, so he's in college football. If he really needed his son to coach right away, do you think he would take the scenic route and a job that he doesn't want just so he could set his son up? No, maybe that's the end game. At some point, his son does actually take over the program, but that is not why Bill Belichick took a job at North Carolina.
He actually, if he was looking to just set up his son, he might have taken this interview and then say, hey, I'm not going to take it, but give it to my son.
Yeah, I don't think he doesn't need to waste, quote unquote, 3 years on coaching college so that his son can get a job. His son had a job and he can obviously pull favors. I mean, he's best friends with Nick Saban, for heaven's sakes. If you need someone to get a favor for you, Nick Saban would be the way that you do it.
He's a football lifer. That he wants to be coaching. And I think it was kind of also what was discussed in that he wasn't getting any hits in the NFL as well. And he probably was like, oh, you know what? Let me go the college route. I always wanted to coach in college. And that's what happened. I think it was a little bit of both sides and it hit the middle.
And I don't even know whether or not it's true that he was going to get no hits in the NFL. I'm not sure how we
right
can
now
say that. Well, at this point, right. But the Jets weren't going to call him. So it was either Saints or Bears. And while I do think he would have been a great fit for the Bears, there are going to be other jobs that open up. So people keep telling me, oh, he was out of the NFL. Nobody wants him. But how do you know that? You don't know that. In fact, I've even heard the idea floated that he's getting blackballed by the NFL. Are you kidding? He's an analyst on 17 different NFL shows. He's not getting blackballed. So to me, some of the theories out there are so ridiculous. However, maybe, just maybe, put all those aside for a second and consider that Belichick actually wants to coach in college and that this is a tie to his dad, that he likes North Carolina and he remembers being there as a kid. According to Belichick, it actually runs even deeper than that with UNC.
You know, when you're little, you don't remember everything. Obviously, I was too young to remember a lot of things from Carolina. But as I grew up, you know, you hear the same story over and over and over and over again. And so one story I always heard was Billy's first words were, "Beat Duke."
Thing is, I may be alone on my island. And I may be naive. You can call me that. I believe him. I think that he is fired up about this. And then seeing the post from his daughter, proud daughter day. She doesn't post that if this is a gimmick. She doesn't post that if what he really wants to do is go back to the NFL. She doesn't post that if he's not interested in this job and it's all about her brother. No, this is real. It's real. He smiles. He's excited. You can hear it in his voice. And again, since when does Bill Belichick do anything that Bill Belichick doesn't want to do? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I enjoyed seeing his press conference. I like the hoodies that they passed along, and they even had the chancellor standing up there in a sleeveless suit as a nod to Belichick's funky clothing choices.
Excited to be here. Excited to be in college football. Excited for the opportunity to build and develop young student athletes, young men, and prepare them for their life, either in the NFL or professionally. But the lessons they learn will be professional lessons. They'll be pros in all areas.
People think he can't communicate with young people. Well, he's got young people in his family, and many of you will make the jokes about his girlfriend who's in her mid-20s. Fine. The Belichick we know for 50-plus years is the one who is more gruff, the one who's in a ruthless business in the NFL and has to make tough choices. The guy who put team above everything else. And you've got men who came out of his program who are Belichick disciples. Gerard Mayo raves about him. Tom Brady raves about him. There are guys who would tell you that he's the reason why they are who they are and the reason they won as much as they did. When it comes to the kids in college, they're a little bit younger. But A, he's not going to be doing it all by himself. My husband actually asked me this. What about him trying to communicate with 17 and 18-year-olds? And I said, do you really think he's the one who's going to be doing all the initial recruiting? That's not how any college program does it. When I worked in D1 college basketball, the head coach was the closer, so to speak. There was a recruiting coordinator. There were assistant coaches that did all the initial recruiting. And then he or she would go in at the last second to try to close the deal. He's not going to be sitting in the homes of families trying to convince them that North Carolina is the right place until it's time to close the deal. And then, talk about a closer. But also, he's going to hire a staff that can address all of these needs. All of them. In college football now, the coaching staffs are enormous. And maybe you've heard about the 400-page manual, the guide that he's written that he'll take with him to Chapel Hill to be ready for his first ever coaching job.
We'll hire the best coaches we can hire. I want to do everything I can to help this program and make it as strong as possible. So we'll hire the best ones we can get. There are several college coaches that are involved in bowl games and so forth. And so I wouldn't interfere with the process at those, you know, at those schools with their commitments to their teams.
Again, you can call me crazy and say that I'm completely missing the forest for the trees, but I think this really is a job that he's going to sink his teeth into. And when Bill Belichick, one of the winningest coaches of all time at the NFL level, sinks his teeth into anything, when he prepares the way that he does, uses that work ethic, applies his football knowledge, hear me, I don't think there's any way he can't be successful. Is he going to turn North Carolina into a football school? No, but I don't think that's what he needs to do. I think just by stepping in that locker room, stepping on campus right away, there's a bump. Because of the knowledge, the experience, the desire, the dedication. And again, he's going to be able to hire the best people because he's got, as he said, a few contacts in the game. He's got people he can call on. Remember, when Mack Brown got there, and Mack Brown, college lifer for the most part, when Mack Brown got there, right away there was a bump. They were getting top 25 recruits. They won 9 games. Was it 9? Don't quote me on that. They won a bunch of games the first couple of years. That's Mack Brown. This is Bill Belichick. There's no way that he can't make a difference there. So I'd love to hear from you at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Little more on this idea of recruiting, because I think that seems to be a hang-up where people are worried that he's not going to be able to navigate that process. Though I would say he's had a lot of opportunity, a lot of time communicating with agents about contracts and all that kind of stuff. But he did hire Mike Lombardi away from VSiN. So former front office exec with him in New England. VSiN is where Mike Lombardi was doing his radio show. So now he's left there, but he was back to talk about how this whole thing is going to work.
We're going to build a pro personnel department, and that pro personnel department really will be the transfer portal. So that will be what we build there to monitor all the college teams, whether it's in the ACC, the Big Ten, the Southeast Conference, or in any conference, right? The new Pac-12. So you have to monitor all the players just like you would in pro football. And then obviously you'll have a director of college scouting, but that guy will be the director of high school scouting and monitor all the high schools. North Carolina has a great fan base. They have a tremendous recruiting area in the Tidewater area in Virginia. They haven't been into Florida as much in recent years, but there has been a time where they were very good in that state. So we're going to try to expand it to a national program, which it should be. I mean, when you mention North Carolina, that brand is significant.
I think the recruiting process belongs to everyone. It belongs to Michael and his scouting staff and evaluations and setting that up in the recruiting department in terms of making this an attractive visitor or destination for the athlete. But it's also part of the coaching job, and certainly the head coach has a big role in that as well, to ensure the athletes, the student athletes, that you're giving them what they want. And there's not always a fit there. Sometimes that doesn't quite match up, but this university has so much to offer, and our football program has a lot to offer, that I think that we'll be able to attract a good quality player.
If nothing else, he's going in with eyes wide open. And I love what Mike Lombardi had to say, again, on VSiN, explaining this process. Belichick's going to surround himself with people that are as committed as he is, who are as enthusiastic and energetic and willing to start from the ground and build up. I think it's going to work. Now, we'll ask Dennis Dodd at the top of the hour, because I saw there was a column on CBSSports.com in which, now I didn't read it because I want to hear his reaction, but in which he and other members of the CBS Sports staff tried to gauge as much reaction as they possibly could from all around the football world, not just college, but also the NFL, from all areas, all corners. Again, I didn't read it, so I'm interested to hear what he has to say, but I think it's going to work. I don't think it can fail unless these guys just don't follow through with what they're saying. I know we're running a little bit late. Mike Tomlin was reacting to the news that Belichick is heading to UNC. And I also saw some Tom Brady reaction too. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio. While you're there, we know that Bills Lions is the game of the week. So who's going to win? We're switching it up for our game of the week poll. Glad to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Success is, it's a day-by-day process. You know?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think we can really do anything about us, you know, today, tomorrow, what's immediately in front of us. So take advantage of every opportunity we have to build the team, improve the team, get better, and keep stringing a lot of good days together, and the results will come.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What's your reaction having heard Bill Belichick get introduced in his comments? Decidedly different side of him, much more like the media side we've seen this past year, where he smiles and he opens up and he tells you how he feels and he talks about football. This is different. It's not what we were used to for the 20 years in New England. And even before that, this is not the persona we've seen for most of his time in the NFL. Tom Brady wrote, "Congrats, coach," followed by, "The Tar Heel way is about to become a thing." And that, of course, is a reminder of the Patriot way that they used for many years in New England. The Patriot way, which equals winning. 855-212-4227. But before we get to you, there is chatter that this is only a ploy. It's just a detour to get him back to the NFL. And, of course, there were questions about that on Thursday.
Bill, what do you say to people that fear that if you do succeed here, that you might leave for the NFL again in a year or two?
Yeah, I didn't come here to leave.
That's all he had to say. In fact, that was the most curt response that we got. Almost dismissing it out of hand. I didn't come here to leave. Again, I don't think Bill Belichick even cares about affront or images or impressions. I think what Bill Belichick cares about is coaching, winning, and now he's got a new challenge in front of him. At what point have we ever known Belichick to not give a challenge his all? I mean, think about, this is just one example, but think about the year that Tom Brady tore his ACL in week number one. Matt Cassel steps in as the quarterback. I know they just missed the playoffs, but they end up winning double-digit games that year. He sinks his teeth into a challenge, especially the kind that people would say are impossible. Mike Tomlin, among those in the NFL fraternity, reacting to Belichick's new gig.
I think it is awesome. I had a couple of sons that played college football. I would have sent my boys down there to play for them in a hurry. You know they're going to be instructed. You know that their football intellect is going to be developed, the skills relative to the positions that they play. Man, I think he's going to be great for that place and great for college football.
He got a standing ovation when he walked into the room. There were a couple Hall of Famers there, including Julius Peppers. So they're all about it on Chapel Hill. even those students who really have no idea what's happening. They'll figure it out. Bill Belichick and the Tar Heel way is about to be a thing. Let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, welcome to the show. What do you think?
Thank you, Amy. I just had a quick story. I live in a small town in Western PA, and my neighbor's son got accepted to the Naval Academy.
Nice.
So there was a gentleman from our area that was on the selection board for the Naval Academy, and he had tickets to a game, and it was the Army-Navy game, and he couldn't go. So he gave them to my neighbor, and my neighbor said, "Do you want to go with me? I don't want to go by myself." So we go. Okay, there were more people at that game that live in the town that I grew up in. So we go to sit down, and I sit down, and I look to my left, and it's Bill Parcells. I mean, Bill Belichick. And I'm like, oh, my God. So he looks at me, he goes, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing well, sir." And he reaches out, and I'm Bill Belichick. And I said, "Well, you know, I gave him my name." And I will tell you this, Amy, and I will never forget this as long as I live. I don't know who he was sitting beside or the people, the group he was with. I have never seen a man so animated about what was going on in the field. And he kept saying the whole time, "This is what it's all about right here. This is what it's all about." And then I saw the press conference today, and I just, it just all came back. And I mean, that was 30 years ago at least. And I remember sitting there and how animated this man was. And I had three children of my own that are adults now that all went to college on athletic scholarships. And I will tell you this right now. If Bill Belichick was the coach of my one son, who was an all-state middle linebacker from Pennsylvania, he ended up going to a small school called Slippery Rock. But if Belichick would have just asked him to come down, I would have made him go there, because not only would he have taught him football, he would have taught him how to carry himself like a man and how to be professional. You know, that he teaches stuff that goes well beyond football. You talk, and you've been around a lot of these guys more than us people that live in these little towns. But you see those guys from the New England Patriots, and they all carry themselves so much, so well, and they all are well-spoken, and, you know, that's because this man taught it. And I think it's great for college football, and I just want to thank you for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that experience, Joe. Thank you so much. That's really cool, that interaction with him and a different side of Bill Belichick that many people didn't have a chance to see. Joe in Pennsylvania, we know he's a huge college football fan because that's where he grew up. His dad coached at Navy for years, and of course, he was an assistant there at North Carolina. He was out there sporting a sweatshirt, an old UNC sweatshirt that he still had from his dad that he had worn, and he said it was worn because he had worn it so much. It's kind of old and tattered because he had worn it so much. I think it's amazing, this opportunity for him and for UNC, and I really am excited to see how it works out. So, yeah, this is going to be awesome. 855-212-4227. Josh is in Santa Cruz, California. What do you think?
Hey, Amy, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. I think that's such a refreshing take. I mean, one of the most experienced head coaches in the NFL of all time, retires, has a little bit of fun in the media, and now he's gone back to do something that he's obviously truly passionate about. There's going to be obviously a lot of haters out there saying that it's ulterior motives or whatever, but I think, like you said, you can't tell he's nothing but passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And what a win going back to the feeder system of the NFL to, you know, create these student athletes and turn into better football players, but not only that, but better humans. So I think the whole school is going to benefit. I wanted to ask you, do you think he's maybe taken a bit of a page out of Deion Sanders' book by doing that and try to do that?
Yeah, I do think that Deion Sanders has created a lot of buzz. Now, the thing is, Deion has no coaching experience in the NFL level, so it's kind of the opposite, right? But I believe there's a comparison to be made with Colorado. And just now, Deion's a completely different dude, different personality, different way that he operates. But just by him showing up on campus, think about the buzz that we saw with Colorado and how they were the story going back the first month of his arrival there and how he changed everything. By the sheer attention that UNC will get, that gives the heels and their recruiting a leg up just because that people are talking about them all the time. And maybe players who never considered the option before will consider it now. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's a new world, but as he's pointed out multiple times, it's more like the pro game than it's ever been before.
Wouldn't you agree that it's just going to extend so far beyond the football program and just go to all the athletic programs and the whole campus and the culture as well to have such a legend with so much life experience there?
I do think it's attractive for, and I'll say this for whatever you hear in college basketball, that a team gets to the Final Four or gets to the national championship or wins a title, enrollment at that school skyrockets. It's the type of PR and publicity that you cannot buy when your team is on national TV, when you're being talked about on podcasts and on radio, and there's a lot of extra social media traffic. And so I do think that they're going to get the kind of publicity initially that they wouldn't be able to buy. However, they're going to have to sustain it. It's a little bit like Deion at Colorado. If you remember last year, once they got to the meat of their schedule, they lost a bunch of games in a row, and all of a sudden nobody was talking about them anymore. Until this year, now with their two Heisman candidates and with the wins, they're going to a bowl, all of that jazz. So I think they've got to sustain the winning. But initially, people are going to pay attention simply because who he is. And yeah, that helps the entire campus. It certainly raises a lot of money.
So, such a refreshing take, Amy. So good, the hood.
I appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening, Josh. 855-212-4227, top of the hour, Dennis Dodd, longtime college football insider, CBS Sports. And again, enjoy your reaction. We do want to talk about this big game, Bills-Lions, coming up. We know it's the game of the week on Sunday, though there are some other doozies as well. But we've put the poll up at A-Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, and then I now have it up on our Facebook page. But I don't love the GIF, so I think I'm going to have to change the GIF because that one does not float my boat. By the way, there are other games this weekend. What? What are you talking about? How about a little Steelers and Eagles to whet your appetite as we head up toward the top? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Peter Schwartz.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Let's begin with Thursday Night Football. The Rams and the Niners tied at 6 in the fourth quarter.
Here's the snap. Ball down. Cardi's kick is on the way. It's right down the middle and good. And for the first time tonight, the Los Angeles Rams are in front. They've taken a 9-6 lead with 9:28 remaining.
Ryan Ratke on Westwood 1. Rams over the Niners 12-6, Josh McCarty with 4 field goals. College football, North Carolina formally introduced new head coach Bill Belichick. Belichick gets a 5-year deal worth $10 million a season, first 3 years guaranteed. UNLV has named former Florida and Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen as their new head coach. Colorado two-way star Travis Hunter named the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. Baseball, Mets formally introduced Juan Soto in New York at a Citi Field press conference. He was asked why he chose the Mets.
The Mets is a great organization, and what they have done in the past couple years, showing all the ability to keep winning, to keep growing a team, to try to grow a dynasty.
Mets signed Soto to a 15-year deal worth $765 million. NBA, DeMontis Sabonis, 32 points, 20 boards. Kings over the Pelicans, 111-109. The Heat over the Raptors, 114-104. Bam Adebayo, 21 points, 16 rebounds. And the Celtics over the Pistons, 123-99. Derek White with 23 points. College basketball, number 3, Iowa State over Iowa, 89-80. NHL, Nikita Kucherov with a goal and five assists. Lightning over the Flames 8-3. The Canucks top the Panthers 4-0. Kraken 5, Bruins 1. Leon Draisaitl with a goal and three assists. The Oilers over the Wild 7-1. Brian Rust with three goals and an assist. The Penguins over the Canadiens 9-2. In overtime, Caps over the Blue Jackets 2-1. Islanders beat the Blackhawks 5-4. I'm Peter Schwartz.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief. We're talking about the NFL all this week on the Infinity Sports Network. Check us out 24/7 on your local affiliate or the Odyssey app.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wilson gets the snap back, looking to fire over the middle of the field, and it is complete. It is a touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers. Pat Freiermuth makes the reception and boots the ball up into the stands here at Acrisure Stadium.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Hurts takes the snap. He's back. He looks, he fires, and it is put. Touchdown. It does go to Devontae Smith.
Pull on the pads and hit somebody on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
One of the game of the week candidates, if not for Lions and Bills. But still, a lot of interest playing in that same window, kickoff same time. So you've got four Eastern time zone teams with huge games that kick off at 4:25 local. And Steelers, Eagles, both division leaders, obviously both want to be able to lock up those divisions and host playoff games. The Eagles have already clinched a playoff spot, but not yet the winners of the NFC East, while the Steelers have a two-game lead over the Ravens in the AFC North after back-to-back wins. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. Saquon Barkley, an NFL MVP candidate, already has the single-season franchise record for rushing yards. He's only been on the Eagles roster for a few months, not even a full year yet. And yet, this is a cool, I think it's a cool statement for him about his value, obviously, to the Giants, who were willing to let him walk, but also for running backs as a whole. Between him and Derrick Henry, maybe this is a revival. The running back position needs to be valued more. But I just love the way he's handled his business. He's been real humble about the whole thing. He's paid tribute to LeSean McCoy, who held the record before him, and also certainly understands the challenge of that Steelers defense.
They're as advertised. I think they do a really good job of flying to the ball. Obviously, they do a really good job of creating turnovers, attacking the ball while they're tackling. You know, definitely got to be super focused on the details and ball security. And like I said, it's a great defense, but at the same time, as a competitor, you look forward to a challenge like that.
A lot of the focus for the Eagles will be in the trenches and that offensive line. Can it continue to clear holes? Certainly protecting Jalen Hurts, the tush push role, but also getting a push off the snap and trying to dominate, or at least be able to carve out some space against that defensive line for the Steelers. And think about the star power they have there. TJ Watt, who's a perennial, as in every year, defensive player of the year candidate. Alex Highsmith, who's been terrific when he's been on the field. Cam Hayward, who had a big game last week. And yeah, Cam, he's done his due diligence on the Eagles O-line.
They play well together, and they create some big lanes. And, you know, whether it's run or pass, you know, you look at the run game and you say, Saquon's got big holes, you know, but then you also look at the pass game, and Jalen's having time to throw, or he's able to rush. So they do a lot of good things together. So we got to stop that.
One of my favorite things about the Super Bowl in Vegas was Cam Hayward wandering around doing some interviews on site for his podcast. completely different than, say, trying to think of, oh, Cam Newton. Oh my gosh. Cam Newton had a huge set. He was boisterous, as he is. He was wearing crazy hats and his hair was different every day. And every time he did an interview or did a show, there was a massive crowd around his set. You could barely even see Cam Newton in the middle of the fray. Cam Hayward is walking around with his phone and a microphone and just doing interviews as he runs into people. One of the guys that he crossed paths with, former Steeler James Conner, who was also there on Radio Row at the same time. They actually happened to encounter one another right next to the table where we're doing interviews. So it was really cool to watch Cam Hayward interview James Conner and, you know, a small crowd, maybe four or five people standing around them, really excited. But that was my up close and personal interaction with Cam, who was busy with his job and yet was talking to people and smiling and shaking hands. Oh my gosh, he's a big dude. In case you've never stood next to Cam Hayward, he's a big dude. So yeah, first place Steelers and Eagles. This is the Keystone State battle. I don't know that you would call it a rivalry, but of course it comes with bragging rights and so much more that's on the line in this particular game. The Steelers' defense is fourth against the rush, but the Eagles' offense is tops in the league in rushing yards, of course. And then you flip it around. Russell Wilson, they're not going to have George Pickens, so that changes things for their offense. We know that they've scored a lot of points, more points, I guess, not every week. They've won without scoring touchdowns, but they score more points since he took over. And the way that the Eagles' offense it's looked just more professional, has looked like it's together as a unit. I mean, that's in large part because of Russell Wilson, and I love the confidence that Mike Tomlin has in him, but you're still missing pieces.
With all the guys that we have, though, we got guys that have great experience, have done some amazing things in this league. Obviously, Mike Williams, obviously, Calvin's been special this year. Scotty Miller, man, he's made some great plays. We have guys that Big Ben, you know, Skronik has done some amazing things, too, along the way. Van has been special for us this year. You know, guy who's won a Super Bowl. So we got great confidence in the guys we have.
Russell Wilson spreading the ball around, connecting with 8 different receivers in last week's victory against the Browns. 10 different receivers when they faced the Bengals 2 weeks ago. How about that? I mean, he's finding a way to get everybody involved. But this is a top-ranked defense in the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, these numbers blow me away. The turnover differential for Pittsburgh, plus 17. That is a major reason why they're a winning team. For the Eagles, it's plus 4. The flap about A.J. Brown this week, a lot of guys coming to his defense and praising his role in the locker room and on the field.
You don't know walking into the door, you know, me obviously being a new guy here. But from the second I was able to meet him and conversations with him, the way that he carries himself, the way that he works, you know, it's rare to see a guy that talented and, you know, have the accolades that he's had and accomplish the things that he's accomplished and still, you know, coming with the same mindset with the work ethic that he has. So I'm a big fan of AJ. You know, I've been vocal about that and happy to be on, you know, have him as my teammate.
A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts say they're all good. They've cleared the air. They've had a conversation. Even said Brandon Graham spoke out of turn and that wasn't accurate. So we'll see if it happens on the field. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.